Now it is.
Have we not been recording?
All of that didn't record.
Just to recap, folks, Dieter and I did an excellent.
That was a solid 10.
I don't know if it was 10. It was at least a 5.
Another photo being taken of these Peanuts figurines.
So we are, to be clear, these are not penis figurines. These are Peanuts figurines.
Peanuts figurines. We're at Oracle Park.
We're at Oracle Park. We just did at least a good 5 minutes. We ran into
Joe Shasky showed up.
Our guy Joe Shasky. He had a baby. Great dude.
Jake, you were saying about Stephon Diggs.
We were talking about Stephon Diggs.
I think the Bills nailed it. I think that they have figured out that wide receivers are not all that important.
Right.
Ironically, it's them who figured it out, because the only reason that Josh Allen is who he is today is because they got Stephon Diggs. But with the crop, receivers.
Now that's a crop.
That you got coming in. Look at that horse chest.
This is the second time today I've quoted, "I think you should leave." And honestly, I don't think it's enough.
Oh, you got to get 10 in a day. It's good for the soul.
It's great. But I think Dieter's point.
I have no idea what's happening, and I'm scared.
Dieter's point, which we may or may not have lost in the fray of people who are very, very, very interested.
People
apparently love the
peanuts.
We're sitting behind Snoopy. I think we described it earlier.
They didn't get that.
It's an almost human-sized figurine of Snoopy.
It's about 5 feet tall.
And some women asked if we wanted our photos behind it,
yep.
Or in front of it.
They asked Jake and I if we wanted them to take a photo of us with the figurines. I still think there's a chance, because I didn't think anyone else would take a photo.
Ironically, we actually have been in many people's photos.
That's right.
Just hiding, lurking behind these figures.
Yeah.
So this is all to say,
podcasting.
We're talking about figures, right? And figures of wide receiver.
Shut the fuck up.
We're losing the plot here. The plot is
that we ever have it.
We were talking about Diva Summer. And
yeah, this is going to be Diva Summer.
Yes.
And Stephon Diggs got off to a great start. He started it in the spring. And I think we're going to get a whole lot more of this. I'd love to see what Tyreek Hill has in store for us. Really interested. Like,
well, he's,
who are some other good
Tyreek's
options?
Already doing stuff.
I mean, Rashee Rice clearly already getting ahead of Diva Summer. He hasn't even earned it. Now he's out here crashing Lamborghinis.
Yeah.
It's just magnificent, because all these receivers and all the money that these guys are getting, it might be a bad expenditure. And ironically, the 49ers are a team now that is going to, in all likelihood, have two $20 million
at least for a year.
At a time when wide receivers might never be easier to get in the draft.
Yep.
Starting to wonder if
think.
We might be off.
It makes you think if you should moneyball it. Hey,
moneyball is just a fancy word for austerity.
Exactly. And
they ain't broke.
And I think we can take a note from me.
Yes,
last night,
as per usual.
Last night in my Madden franchise, 7 years down the line, trading Michael Pittman, eating $20 million
wow.
in dead cap.
Wow.
And drafting a couple of bad rookies. And
wow.
Guess what? I won the Super Bowl.
Wow.
So I think we can all take a page from my notebook.
Should I call John right now and be like, listen?
I've already talked to John about
good.
This.
It's important that
John
we
John Lynch,
it.
Everyone. John and I are on a first-name basis.
Yeah, John, there's this prodigy in San Mateo. He's doing stuff with the cap you've never seen before. Doing wonderful things with the cap. We're looking into it. It's really incredible.
Never been better.
The cap's in fantastic shape.
Right.
Michael Pittman traded $20 million. Who knew?
By the way, Michael Pittman doesn't really move the needle for me. Anyway.
I think some people would make that argument with Brandon Ayuk. I think they're wrong.
I think Brandon Ayuk is a complete wide receiver. I think he has room to improve, and I think I probably got caught up a little bit in how well he played.
I think you called him the best receiver in the NFL.
Arguably, at least in terms of how efficient he was on the amount of targets.
He put up some mad numbers.
And I think when you look at blocking, which is like not every offense, like Travis Kelce doesn't really block. Not every offense requires its receivers or star players.
There's like five teams that
right.
actually give a shit.
So, but the 49ers really need the receivers to block, mm-hmm. and Ayuk does it really well. So
it's
in
true.
Terms of complete players that are bought in,
it's like a big-ass Emmanuel Sanders
right.
out there.
Right, and as much as Ayuk is doing the whole diva thing, he's
not
a,
really.
He's not
he's
really. He's a good dude who's like pretty
he
low
have
maintenance.
It in him.
He's pretty low maintenance for the most part, you know?
Yeah, even when he was in the doghouse, supposedly, allegedly,
right.
definitely was, there was never a fuss or a
exactly.
fuss. It was just, he's got to do this because it's all he's
gonna,
got
yeah.
to do. They'll cave in. They'll give it to him. I couldn't be less concerned about the 49ers signing Brandon Ayuk.
Right. Oh, and that's how this all sparked, because people were panicking about the Stephon Diggs trade, saying,
right.
What does it mean for right? Are they gonna? Is Buffalo gonna go get them?
Buffalo gonna go eat $40 million for to? It doesn't make any sense.
Does Buffalo want Deebo Samuel now? Now I can see a world in which Deebo Samuel coming over the middle for Josh Allen could be a very.
I would love it.
I think that'd be good.
We're firmly in favor of trading Deebo.
Yeah, which I feel weird about because we're gonna get to training camp and like, I don't think he pays attention, but like,
right.
At a certain point, like. Yeah, I wrote it in the column. About 2 weeks later, Kyle Kami wrote it in the column. It's been
right.
The main topic of conversation. We've been doing this.
These guys notice everything. And yeah. and that's not to say that
they
I'm
got
not.
Minions.
Right. It's not to say I'm not a fan of Deebo Samuel.
It's
Deebo,
incredible.
Deebo, like in 2020.
2021 was one of the great seasons I've ever seen.
Where he was. I remember we had those 2 weeks in the span of a month where we went down to the Rams stadium
that's
in
right.
that playoff run.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, no one has ever played football as magnificently as Deebo Samuel is right now. And Deebo at his peak might be my favorite player to watch in the entire world just because no one can tackle him.
Right.
There's no real plan. There's no. It's just like give him the ball and he's going to make some insane stuff happen.
Remember when, like, maybe you don't, but, like, Barry Sanders in his prime was like must-see TV.
Right.
Because he was just in the open field. He was magnificent. He was operating like a ballerina out there. It didn't make sense. It was just a different thing than everybody else. Deebo Samuel was like that, but instead of dancing, he just ran through motherfuckers' faces.
Oh, my God.
It was great.
No one, not
sustainable.
No. No. I mean, he's taken a beating, and I think it's worn on his body. And here's the thing.
Of course
it is.
It's football.
Right. And here's the thing, like, I think he could come back next year and have a great year, productive year. I think the 49ers are expecting that, and they've sort of lessened the load on him in general.
Yep.
But at a certain point, do you try and get what you can for him while he still has a substantial amount of value?
Yeah.
You know, before he really falls off the cliff, which maybe it doesn't happen. Maybe it's not as bleak as we're making it out to be. I just have seen what happens to running backs. They have a very clear timeline. Some guys are outliers, but Deebo has been used in a physical role, even
literally
as a receiver.
Been used as a running back.
Even when he gets the ball over the middle, he's taking hit after hit.
Totally.
It's like the Kittle thing of you stay in bounds to rip off yards
instead
of like Tyler Lockett, who just dives down and protects himself after every catch.
Ayuk does that too. And listen, some guys are further on the outside. It's easier to do.
Right.
But if you're playing a game over the middle, you know, this
and you're leaning your shoulder into every hit rather than away from it.
Yeah, you need to have some self-preservation. That's not in this dude's DNA. I guess the real question I have now is, you know, Deebo's going into the sort of kind of penultimate season of his contract here.
Right.
Seeing what Diggs got traded for, what's the market for a Deebo Samuel if you were to make him available? Because on our last pod, which, by the way, a formal apology to anyone who listened to the last pod.
Yes. Listen, we got so excited.
No, it was an incredible and wonderful video product.
Excellent.
I listened back to it, and it was gobbledygook. It was unlistenable. It got funny. It was so bad, it got hilarious. I'm walking.
Right.
Every now and again, I'll pop on.
But there's a place for that.
I mean, not really. not this. I mean, there's normal, like, gobbledygook that we're throwing out, just stupid takes and this and that. This was just incoherent numbers and names.
We're just looking at a chart. I'm telling Dieter to scroll down. Oh, no,
yeah,
no,
yeah,
no,
that,
now,
no,
no.
Oh,
open
that, that.
That
happened.
Okay, yeah, that.
There was a lot of references to that, and no one knew what that was. So it was we've done some bad ones, Jake. That was by far the worst one.
We have.
And I thought in the moment our best one, so that just shows.
And so what we decided is in order to make up for that, we are going to roam the halls of Oracle Park and hide behind a Snoopy statue.
That's right.
And just, you know, soak it all in so you could really get the feel of.
Did the people know the story about how I thought it was Purell and it
turned
out
to
be sunscreen?
Oh, yeah. That was the first thing we mentioned is Dieter's already pale hands are looks it's like you took a nosedive into a chalk factory.
Yeah, I'm like LeBron James before a game.
Yes.
Just a bunch of chalk.
You should do that before first pitch.
I thought it was Purell. It turned out to be sunscreen. My hands did not care for it being rubbed in. So there's that. That happened. This is fun. We're doing a great job. And then we did 10, 15 minutes of podcasting, and it never got recorded.
Listen.
Did Joe Shasky even show up if there's no evidence?
That's true.
That's
a good point.
What is the market for Deebo Samuel? What do you think the 49ers could get?
Would I honestly
right now, today?
I think it's a team that spends to get up. Like, for example, someone like the Vikings, they've got Justin Jefferson. But, like, if they were to go and get, like, a J.J. McCarthy type, and you've got a team that's basically used...
You're doing the young quarterback thing?
Right. They basically got a first-round pick and, like, say a third-round pick, and they want a guy who they can dink the ball to and just run yards after catch where they want to ease this quarterback in. They saw what Jimmy Garoppolo did with Debo Samuel, you know? Like, I'm just saying, it doesn't necessarily have to be the Vikings, but
you got to load up with receivers.
Right. To me, it's a team with a young quarterback that is maybe not fully sold on that quarterback, or at least believes that quarterback needs a little, free yards, just a dink and dunk, and you can rattle off, say, 5-6 plays a game where you're doing touch passes and just getting free yards.
Throw some teams at me. Who are some names that come to the top of your head?
The Washington Commanders.
Washington Commanders could use a Debo Samuel, that's for sure. They got two great receivers. Well, one.
They've got one, and they misused a lot of their talent last year, but they don't really, like, Curtis Samuel signed. I forget where Curtis Samuel signed, but he was literally, it's weird that they have the similar sort of roles. Washington Commanders, who else is in the market for a young quarterback now or has one?
I mean, Denver.
Denver.
Denver's eating a lot of money. I'm not sure they can bring on much. Already messed up with McGlinchey. I would say Houston, but that's not going to happen now. Though it is interesting that Diggs is going to be allowed to be a free agent. They're like, we don't love you either.
Also, they don't really do that. And they reported it weird where they're like, they just wiped out the last 3 years of his deal. Where you're like, what?
Were they void years?
So I think what they did is they took basically almost all of the guaranteed money. They went to Diggs and they're like, listen, you want to be a free agent after this year. We want you to be on a going into free agency contract, so you will try.
And behave.
And so what they did is they're like, listen, there's a little bit of guaranteed money. Actually, they actually didn't have much guaranteed money because when you make a trade, that goes away. So they're like, listen, we'll guarantee you some. You basically get all of this money, a little more up front than you would have had, and you get to go into free agency. And so they're saying, we don't really trust you to produce longer than this year, and if you do, great.
It sounds like that was something that they well knew was going to happen when they made the offer, because otherwise...
Right.
I don't know. I find
it's,
that
it's
whole
funny
thing
to invest
weird.
And be like, we love you for truly exactly 1 year.
One season, because we don't trust you as far as we can throw you. I don't even think he'll fit that well in that offense.
Yeah,
or just a bomb it down the field squad, and Diggs can't get down the field anymore.
Yeah,
but they'll be fine.
He's a router.
That's fine. So. Maybe they need that. Maybe they need those levels.
A little balance, you know. They've got Tank Dell. They've got
welcome back
Nico
to Texans
Collins.
Talk. I mean, other teams that could use a Debo Samuel. I'll tell you one guy who I definitely think could use him: Justin Herbert.
Ooh.
So they get
that's intriguing.
They got a lot of money.
Their
cap issues
is fucked up.
Totally fucked. But like, Debo Samuel, Jim Harbaugh, come on now.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Oh, I'm with it. And he's like a ready-made Harbaugh dude.
Totally, 100%. And so, I'm not sure if we're supposed to stop talking for
the
Black National Anthem.
Is that what? Oh, we're doing the national anthems. Are we supposed? Should we pause?
We'll pause.
Or you want to hit pause? Press play.
Hey, we're back. 49ers game day.
Apparently, they do. Maybe it's just an opening day thing, but they do flyovers.
They do flyovers for opening day. They get Montel Jordan and they do flyovers. Okay, Jake, let's play a little over under here. It's a new segment because heaven forbid we let this show go away without having a new segment.
Damn right.
All right, 49ers first draft pick. Over or under 31? Over meaning a higher number, under meaning a lower number.
Thank you for explaining that.
Well, listen, it could have gotten confusing.
better
pick, higher number.
No.
We're doing it by strict number.
It's worth saying. I'm going to say under. I think.
Under. You think they're going to pick before 31?
After 31.
That's over. That's a higher number.
Dieter explained it and I didn't listen, and then I made fun of him for it.
That sounds about right.
And that's why it's a new segment.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the over on 31. It's going to be later than 31.
Okay.
Because I think there will be a team that sees, I don't know, like J.J. McCarthy go like 8 or something.
Yeah.
And then they're going to be like, isn't Bo Nix kind of, ain't Bo Nix kind of just the same thing?
Yep.
And they're going to say, let's get us a fifth-year option on a Bo Nix. in case
he'll
we
be
want
like
him.
37 years old on his fifth year option.
That's right. That's okay.
His entire professional career.
Well,
with a fifth year option.
Well, here's the thing: when you come out of college an older man, you know, maybe you're
He's
ready
got a
to.
Kid on the way.
Well, a lot of people get married. Not me, but a lot of people get married young, as a you know.
I got married at 32.
Hmm.
Is that right?
Dieter's getting.
I should probably know that.
Dieter's thinking deeply about his entire life.
Oh,
it's all
boy.
Flashing before him.
I literally looked longingly out
he
the
did.
Window.
It was truly the definition of like when you write in a book. He looked longingly out the window. That was Dieter right now. Mm. Is every decision that has
I
led up to
wife?
This segment is crossing his mind.
It's fine. We're fine.
The
We're
point is
good.
Back to Bo Nix, who
Someone's
apparently
gonna want that
made us
option.
Deeply existential. Yeah, I think a team goes, Bo Nix is still around. I don't want to wait because a lot of weird stuff happens going into round two where it's like you don't want to wait that day, you know,
well,
and
you
teams.
Know, you know, that weirdest trade that seems to happen every year is that overnight they're like, oh, there's going to be a quarterback there. Let's move up to the first pick of the second round.
Right.
Yeah, I would get in on day one.
I would, too. And that's my bet is that it might only be like a 3-pick slide.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think the 49ers are as ballsy as we are where we drop like 9 or 10 picks to get some – deeper
no,
ammunition.
They're not ballsy.
But I think they might go, let's go to 34, you know?
Yeah.
And see
I
where
wish
that
I
gets
had the
us.
List in front of me.
I feel like it's the Patriots.
Makes sense.
Maybe they go Marvin Harrison and Bo Nix.
Wow. Wow. Now we'd be talking.
Now we're cooking. Somewhere Danny Emmerman just got torqued
with gas. I think it's going to be under, meaning I think that they're going to trade up.
Nice.
We discussed trading up to get who's the Washington guy again?
Troy Fautanu.
I got some really interesting feedback from that, which we don't usually get feedback on the pod.
Mm-hmm.
So I found it interesting that a couple of folks from around the NFC West and around the league were like, wouldn't be shocked, wouldn't be surprised. It really does sound and smell. Let's be real. Smell like there's some smoke coming from the 49ers camp
because,
as it pertains
right.
to a tackle.
Because here's the thing. The tackle makes the most sense, but yeah. 31 is not going to be a range where they're really going to get it. And they do have, what is it, 9 or 10 draft picks? They've got a lot. They've got some ammunition. They've got the Trey Lance pick that they, as you stated, want to get rid of. And that, I don't know how much that buys you getting up into the first round. That's probably 1 or 2 picks, right? That pick alone is, you know, if you throw in a fourth rounder.
Sorry, we're just being yelled at by a family right now. Passively.
Yeah, but it's they're really not loving our Troy Fautanu pick. They're two toddlers who are very upset.
I'm not particularly sure if it'll be Fautanu, but there will not be a bona fide Trent Williams replacement available to the 49ers at 31, and certainly not at 34
getting
or 42.
It, yeah.
So if they want to get it, they're going to have to move up. And I don't
right.
think it'll be that costly.
I
don't know if they'll have to move up that much. What's the cost of 10 picks off the top of your head? I mean,
10 picks is probably at least – it's another first rounder maybe. Or
no.
It's at least a second round pick.
It might give up your second.
It's a first and a second.
But then you can package 2/3 and get up to the bottom of the second.
You could.
And then you can package all your fourths and get up to the bottom of the third. What I'm saying is it's the paperclip.
I don't think – it's not 2 firsts, I think, to move up to 10 spots because once you get past pick 15, the value really tapers off.
Oh,
but
yeah. 10 spots is to 21. So
right. That's substantial.
You're in the bottom half of the first.
You're
going
to have to give
draft.
Up at least a second and probably a third.
Okay.
It's going to
be worth
pricey.
It if the guy is there.
Like – if you get, I think
there's,
if,
a,
I
there's
think
like
if,
7 top 10.
You
tackles.
Give up your first, your second, and like next year's third, that would do it.
Give up
and they give you back like a 4th or a 5th.
Totally, that would be a good play.
That's my off the top of the head draft.
And you know nailed it, absolutely nailed it. So I'm gonna take the under.
And in one thing, I will say, you mentioned you know Trent Williams replacement, Tyler Guyton, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
You know, get another Oklahoma
year.
Product, you know?
There's a couple of guys where you probably need to give them the year, but
right.
they're so good, at they're, least potential-wise, that they're going
right.
to get taken in the first round.
Their
like,
frame
that's a great
is,
option.
Is just worth it alone.
I'm not big on Morgan out of Arizona.
He's like...
He'll be fine. I'm not... You know, the kid out of Duke is probably a center.
Graham Barton, yeah.
Yeah, and it seems as if he's taken over as the number one center.
I'm very
on
lukewarm on Morgan.
But Mims...
Marius Mims out of Georgia.
Out of Georgia.
Tyler Guyton, Oklahoma.
Tyler Guyton out of Oklahoma would be just ace
pickups because
they're
then
like
you
the
don't
same
need them.
To
you
me.
Don't need them right now.
Right.
You can ride with what you got, which they're apparently keen to do anyway.
Yep.
And then you're in a position where a year from now, he can be at left or he can be at right. And you're feeling a lot better because you're not going into free agency. You're not going into the draft fighting like hell to get a
and
starting
it's this
left
investment
or right tackle.
Where we talked about this at the start of I think the offseason.
Yeah.
Just sort of the philosophy of investing in Brock Purdy. And in investing in Brock Purdy means.
And that starts with Brandon Ayuk.
Right. You keep him, you keep Purdy's guy.
Yeah.
And you protect him. It's pretty damn simple, in my opinion. If you really do think, if you believe what Jed York is going to say, that eventually Purdy's going to reset the market and pay him $50 a year.
He might be a bag man.
Like, you got to make sure he doesn't implode because you don't have an offensive line that can hold up and pass pro.
I'm with you. Brandon Ayuk, over under $72.5 million guaranteed.
So these lines we discussed. You know, we went back and forth on
72.5.
72.5. It's real. It's tricky. So, because are we doing the fifth-year option? Are we just doing the 4 years?
Jake.
Are we doing the 4 years? Or are
it's
we doing
fully guaranteed money?
Think under.
Taking the under.
Barely.
Okay.
Barely.
I'm going to take the over.
It depends because they're going to announce it as more than that because it's part of the fifth-year option.
We won't find out for a couple of weeks. What the fully guaranteed number is. The guaranteed number is going to be a high one. It's going to be good.
Right.
The fully guaranteed money is really what matters. Maybe I'm shooting darts at a blind target here. I think they go over. I think they are going to significantly overpay Brandon Ayuk because the market is such where, it makes sense. You could go and get somebody else. You can go do that.
Right.
Do you really want to?
Are we just talking guarantees or fully guaranteed?
Fully guaranteed money.
Yeah, I think under.
I think that'd make him the
in new
second,
money under.
Second or third highest paid receiver?
Yeah, I do think he's going to reach, like, Devontae Adams territory.
Yeah.
Just in terms of, like, he really is a top 10 wide receiver in this league. Like, I firmly believe that.
Yeah.
And he's young. Like, he doesn't have a lot of tread on those tires. Like, he doesn't take the beating Deebo Samuel does.
No.
He's a guy that your quarterback has a great relationship with. And
this offense doesn't work without Brandon Ayuk.
And Ayuk's going to get better. Like, he's a guy that every single year has gotten better.
Yeah. There's a couple of drops you can think about. Some of the routes.
For sure.
Some of the routes and the choice routes that he makes. Those can get crisper. He can probably get heavier. And I think then he has a better ability to box some guys out. I think the frame is there for him to be really special. And he's not a guy who's, you know, a blazer, right? He's not someone who's killing you on foot speed. He's a technician. And you don't even need that foot speed in the Kyle Shanahan
offense. But he's quick enough.
Oh, yeah, no.
He's shifty. He's long.
It's not to say he doesn't have it. It's just to say that that's not what his game
he's
is predicated
on. He's not a burner.
On.
Yeah.
Much like Deebo Samuel's game is entirely predicated on physicality. Then what happens?
Right.
I mean, I'd like somebody. If you're going to invest in them long-term, first off, I think you're only investing in him until he's 30. But if you're investing in somebody long-term, you'd like somebody whose game looks like it will age well.
To haphazardly attempt a quote of my favorite author, Hanif Abdurraqib, who just wrote a book on basketball and whose book I just gave to Dieter.
Yep.
Dieter and I did a lovely book swap. Before this opening day game.
Talk about that book swap.
It's pretty great. I just saw him talk live, and his book is about, you know, mortality.
Oh, wow.
He's from Columbus, Ohio.
Really fun.
And he grew up sort of the same time LeBron did.
I would also question my mortality if I grew up in Columbus, Ohio.
Right. And he's sort of going through this lens of, like, we think a LeBron is inevitable, right? Because he's this guy that's been around forever, and he just keeps...
My entire adult life.
...somehow performing at this insane level, despite being 40. But
lots of millions of dollars and probably HGH involved in that.
And he should. And at some point... The wheels will come off.
That's right.
You know, we all decay. And
I saw
some
Jordan
of us
with the Wizards.
Decay a little quicker. And Deebo Samuel, I think his time might come a little... This is very, very morbid. I didn't totally mean to...
I'll make it into a fun party phrase. I'm here for a good time, not for a long time.
That's right.
I've been saying it a lot lately. I think it deeply applies to all football players, but especially football players who like to put their shoulders into people. Like,
damn right.
Every play. And God bless them
it wears
for
on
it.
You.
It's
it wears
entertaining
on
as shit. But,
and that's just a fact.
All right, Stephon Diggs, a guy who is wearing away, but now he's a member of the Houston Texans.
Ooh.
Over under 900 receiving yards this upcoming season for Stephon Diggs with C.J. Stroud, the NFL's passing leader as a rookie. Not just of rookies, as a rookie. 900 yards for our favorite diva, Stephon Diggs.
Keep in mind that Stephon Diggs has had, I think, five straight, like 1,100-plus yard seasons.
He's had some monster years. Monster years for the Buffalo
Bills.
This
has been tough because when Dieter and I talked about this, I was like, he's going to have like 850.
That's right. Like, 900 is the number.
But then it's putting your money where your mouth is. Do I really think he's going to have...
How many games is he going to play? You got to start there. 12, 17, 2. These are all numbers.
If the man plays a full season, I have a hard time seeing him not...
17 games, that's less, obviously far less than 100 yards per game. I can do math.
I think he would get to 1,000 if he plays 17, just purely out of being annoying.
One would fucking hope. I don't think he's going to play the full season.
I am going to say...
You're taking the over.
I'm taking the over, and I hate myself for it because I don't believe in it.
Under.
I think he's going to have like 850 to 880.
I'm taking the under.
But I'm taking the over at like 925.
The fact that it's a 900 and we both immediately didn't take over is every reason why the Buffalo Bills should have gotten rid of him.
He's gonna go for 1,400 this year?
It's just 2,000. He's going to do what Tyreek Hill never could. The most interesting team in the NFL next year. It's not the San Francisco 49ers. It's not the Detroit Lions. It's not the Denver Broncos. There's a lot of interesting teams. The most interesting team, bar none, Houston Texans.
They are going to be sick.
I don't know if they're going to be sick. I don't know.
From an entertainment perspective, like...
They might be worth that sweet Sunday ticket.
There is the sophomore slump factor.
You're just going to fucking... We're just going to red zone. Hanson Hive.
Here's the thing, and it's going to be this wave of, like, everyone's going to be the team. There's always
How
a team to watch next year.
How long have they been playing Sweet Dreams Have Been Made of This, by the way, in the background? Truly. It's been, like, 7 minutes.
I think someone may have
the
perished
The Eurythmics are performing
upstairs.
Live.
The person in charge of the music, we were supposed to, you know, be playing baseball 20, 30 minutes ago. And
I mean, so I hear.
And there's just, like, sort
sweet
of
Sweet Dreams
a,
Are Made of What? This.
Sweet.
I don't know. Someone's shooting bubbles out in the parking.
That's right. It feels like the game has ended, and this is the post-game music.
Giants plus
to conclude my point on Stephon Diggs, I think the Texans, they've got Dalton Schultz.
Yeah.
They've got Tank Dell coming back.
With Dalton Schultz.
I like him.
I like Dalton Schultz too.
I kept trying to get him in my sleeper league.
A fantastic 13th best tight end in the NFL.
Yeah, he's like... Upper middle class.
Are you in a 12-team fantasy football league?
Go
One
get
of your
him.
Guys has Dalton Schultz, and they don't love it.
Someone undervalues him.
someone.
And they don't undervalue him. They actually adequately
value him.
Dalton
Schultz is the epitome of the guy who you're like, I can't do any better than – he's settling.
Right.
He's settling.
Right.
You're a 44-year-old bald
he's too,
man.
He's
you're
too
Dalton
good.
Schultzing.
Right. He's too good for you to go on the waiver wire.
You just – no, he's on everybody's team, and you go, should I start him? I don't know. You
right.
can't really start him every week.
But you kind of have to because what's your other option? You're
going
to go with Juwan Johnson, who's going to have four drops
in
the game?
That's right. You're like, no, I love the upside. He got 9 targets last week. And then you're like, yeah, I should have gone
this
with
Dalton
Schultz.
This is an ad
Schultz.
For actually, we don't
Dalton
do for
Dalton Schultz of your life. That's my thought. Just be the Dalton Schultz of life and just, like, be there. And no one can really get rid of you, but no one really loves you either. And just fly under the radar as long as you can.
This is a deeply nihilistic podcast day.
It's baseball.
It's That's baseball
it
season. That's the thing, man. Baseball's slow.
Yeah, hope springs eternal. Fuck that. All I remember
right.
is that life is fleeting.
Every year you come back, every Giants fan is a little older. The game Jesus. Moves a little slower.
I haven't seen any new jerseys of any new players.
No.
And you're just like, oh, God, it's like a time warp to 2014.
No. Sweet Dreams of Me has stopped
sweet
playing.
Dreams.
And the sweet, sweet, buttery voice of John Miller
Adios,
is over.
Primata.
I truly, and I may have already mentioned this, but if
yeah.
I have not,
yeah.
mentioned it because it was, I think, in the time that the podcast died. I think one of my favorite
died,
things in the world.
Lived.
Wow, one of my favorite things in the world is falling asleep
to this
for three innings to John Miller's voice after having exactly two Modelos in the middle of the afternoon. Two Modelos. Two will put you right to sleep.
Those are two Siesta Modelo.
Oh yeah, and you put the lime in and you turn it upside down. So
you
the
get
lime
the bottle of Modelo.
Yeah.
Does that even exist?
Oh yeah, the bottle of Modelo is the way to go.
Oh, you're talking.
So much
you're talking
better.
About that like that thick knob.
Oh
boy.
Yeah, the thick one with
like
it's got the gold wrapper
bat.
On the
yeah.
top that you peel off.
Yeah.
You get
you can
two
only
of
get those from corner stores.
Two of those, you flip them upside down.
Yeah, they don't give you
get the lime
of those
in it,
at the grocery.
And then you fall asleep to John Miller's voice for 3 hours, for three innings.
Three innings.
You come back.
Well,
the score hasn't changed.
No.
And you feel great.
Still 2-1 Padres here in the sixth inning.
Oh,
I'm John Miller, joined by Dave Fleming.
Should
here
set
in the
an over-under on this baseball game?
Sure. Which, okay. Over-under. I don't know the over-under. I should probably start looking into.
What, seven,
we
six
should
and
start
a half?
Betting Nerfies.
Oh, no run first innings are beautiful.
That's all I need. I love the Nerfie. Friend Mike Vernon. Friend of the former pod.
This feels like a big no run first inning game.
I'm digging it. Shamefully, the first inning has already started. So
I'm gonna set the over under on this game at
total runs.
Total runs at I'll give you 7.5.
Wow, I'll take the under. Jordan Hicks is on the mound, baby.
I love it. No, it feels like a very under
former
game.
Former White Sox legend Dylan Cease is on the mound.
Ooh,
give me the
Ooh.
Under.
I love it.
Give me a nice hour-long nap in the middle of this game. Let's go get those Modelos.
This has all been an ad for Modelo.
And
do you have anything else on whatever this
did
was?
Did we ever have anything to begin with?
We all have right. you. We have you, the audience, who anyone who is...
This is the deepest sicko cut.
Anyone who has stuck with us...
In exalted terms in years to come.
Did we give you the... Do you feel like you were here with us? You know, with the crowd walking around and us looking out at the
did
palm
you
trees.
Did you at home play the over-under game with Jake and Dieter?
Did you? And did you enjoy it? If so...
Did Joe Shasky ever really show up?
It's true. I think I saw him.
We should thank Joe Shasky for every show that we do. We should just thank him.
We should. I love him.
Okay, so thank you, Jake. Thank you, Peanuts, and thank you, Joe Shasky.
Damn right.
We'll be back again next week, and we'll do something more serious.
We will?
Or not.
Or not.
Maybe not.
And that's what it's all about.